What did he say?
Oh, Oregon State played Duke University football in a Rose Bowl. An incident of great national importance.
We should like to see some letter paper.
Certainly, for business use or personal?
Personal.
Here's the handmade paper. I have it in several different colors.
Now, let's see. Here we are.
And white, buff, green,
white,
blue.
Very good, sir.
Do you want your name on it?
Yes, of course.
Name? Frank Griffin. Griffin?
Yes, Frank Griffin. It should be familiar to you.
Should it?
It's your name. Your real name.
Well, this ought to be cozy.
I should like to talk to you, Mr. Griffin. Please be seated.
Surely.
Now, I've tried to find you for many years.
Do you mind informing Mr. Griffin that it was I who found him?
Well, I'm flattered, gentlemen. But what can I do for you?
We want to pay you.
Pay me?
Yes, Mr. Griffin, we want to pay you.
Yes, a fortune.
I'm sure you don't owe me anything. And nothing I have to offer is worth a fortune.
Oh, now, come, Mr. Griffin. There's no need for you to be modest. Especially with us. All we want to buy is your father's formula, or... Was it your uncle who discovered it?
No. It was his grandfather, Frank Griffin.
Yes, of course. Frank Griffin Sr. Shot by the police.
How fantastically romantic.
You know, you could make a million with your grandfather's formula.
Now, look, gentlemen, I'm not good at riddles and...
Your grandfather discovered a drug. Injected into a man's bloodstream, it rendered him transparent. Invisible. People treated with this drug are sometimes dangerous. They have to be liquidated. But if they are controlled, they can become very useful to any country at war.
You do have the drug in your possession, Mr. Griffin, don't you?
I'm prepared to offer you any sum that you like to name.
But why come to me?
Or why make things difficult, Mr. Griffin? We came with the best of intentions, but you're going to put us to a great deal of unnecessary trouble. Search the place.
Now, wait a minute. What right have you to...
This right.
Very obstinate young man, huh?
What makes you think I have this drug?
This shop? Your false name?
Granted, such a drug exists. Do you think the world is ripe for such a discovery?
That is the common chatter of a man poisoned by the ideology of a decadent democracy. Weapons are created to be used. There's no place for the weak on this earth.
Typical German philosophy.
Precisely. German thinking is the clearest in the world. As a graduate of Oxford, I can testify to that. It was German logic that led us to you. Now, will you be kind enough to tell us where it is?
Oh, why don't we make him tell us?
Well, are we going to have to resort to force?
Oh, I see. German logic. If I did have such a drug, surely you don't think I'd keep it here?
You're not a very convincing liar, Mr. Griffin. Perhaps we can loosen your tongue.
Why? This is really a very useful machine. You know, if a person weren't careful, it could cut off his fingers or his whole hand. Very handy machine, huh? Handy, isn't it?
Take him over there.
Put his fingers in here.
Come, Mr. Griffin. While there is still time.
This won't help you much.
No?
The choice is yours.
Stop, I'll tell. You were right.
Let me have it now. All right, let him go.
I told you it was a very useful little machine.
Attacked you were foreign agents, Mr. Raymond, or should I call you Mr. Griffin?
I'd like to forget that name.
I understand. Since you're unwilling to let the Axis powers use your formula, will you consider submitting it to the American government? Well, naturally, we've known about you for some time, but respected your incognito. However, since that's been exposed, we'd deem it a highly patriotic service if you would permit us to use the drug.
There's no use asking me. I should have destroyed it years ago.
But if your country had great need for it, a critical emergency...
There'll never be an emergency critical enough to justify its use. Never.
Mr. Raymond has decided to turn it over to us. However, there is one condition.
The drug is to be used by no one but myself.
But, Mr. Raymond, we have men of experience who have been chosen for just such a task.
Does Mr. Raymond realize the danger of this mission?
And are you gentlemen fully aware of the danger in using this drug? I'm the only one who knows its potency. It may cost the life of the man who uses it. It's true, I may not have the experience, but I won't come back without the information you want. Some time ago, I refused you the use of this drug. Well, now I offer not only the drug, but myself. Together, we will bring back what you want.
But, Mr. Raymond, you...
A man of conviction is often more to be desired than a man of experience.
I should like to think it over.
There's no time for that. We must make a decision immediately.
I am inclined to think Mr. Raymond is equal to the task.
You have my confidence, sir. Gentlemen, I move to assign the job to Mr. Raymond.
Well, gentlemen.
Thank you. Now tell me what I have to do.
We know the enemy is planning a nationwide sabotage effort, an all-out attempt to wreck this country's war productions.
It is imperative to all of us to know the exact date when Germany will strike.
By what means?
And through what agents? And who would have this necessary information?
Hitler and the Gestapo, the secret police.
Well, we've no time to lose. Speed is essential.
I'm ready to go now.
Excellent.
Well,
we shall ferry you to London and then to Berlin.
Gartenstrasse 22, right?
Tell him you want to buy a coffee, Empire style.
Altitude 4005.
Where is he?
In the barn, you fool.
Sir, he can't go farm without his shoes.
I find this, sir.
He can't get far without his... He can't get far.
We couldn't find him, sir.
He's gone, sir.
He disappeared.
Are you crazy?
We saw him,
and then we didn't.
He dissolved in the air.
You are crazy.
Go back and report there is a British parachutist at large. Ask them to send a company of men. We must search the countryside.
Practically frozen.
This is amazing. Well, they told me to expect an invisible man, but this is like a miracle.
How about some hot coffee, huh?
Oh, forgive me.
Have another?
Sure. It's amazing. Oh, you will be of great help to us.
Maybe. We'll see. Now, where do we start?
There's a young lady at Wannsee, Parkstrasse 9. She knows the right people. Make all your reports to me, and I'll see that they get to England.
Mm-hmm.
More coffee?
No, thanks. Just the girl's name.
Maria. Remember to give her the password. You have the address?
Wannsee Parkstrasse 9. How far is it?
About 7 kilometers.
That calls for transportation. Have you got any around here?
Usually there is a cab in front of the restaurant across the street.
Good. Please send a taxi to Wannsee Parkstrasse 9.
Parkstrasse 9 in Wannsee? Yeah. For you, Emil. Parkstrasse 9 in Wannsee.
Here. Take over. Play like you were losing your own money.
Hello?
taxi you ordered.
Taxi? We didn't order a taxi.
I got a call to come out here.
I'll ask Miss Sorens in just a minute.
Come in, Gretel.
There's a taxi cab driver out here, ma'am. He said somebody telephoned him to come here.
I certainly didn't. He must have made a mistake.
That's what I told him.
Who is there?
Don't be alarmed. You can't see me, so I thought it only fair to switch off the light. It puts us on equal terms.
Where are you?
Right here in the room with you.
Oh!
Don't go.
Then show yourself.
If I could, you'd be surprised. Mind if I smoke? First cigarette in days.
Achoo!
Oh, forgive me. I didn't realize the winters in Germany were so severe. They told me I'd find help here.
This is ridiculous. Now, if this is a practical joke, I don't consider it at all funny.
Well, now, wait a minute. I was sent here in Empire style.
Empire style? Really? This is fantastic.
Probably, but the explanation is simple. You see, I have a certain chemical in my veins. It takes the color out of my whole body.
Are you insane?
No, just transparent. You wouldn't call a window insane, would you? Just believe me, I'm simply invisible. Otherwise, I'm like any other normal human being.
How can I help you?
Well, by putting me in contact with a source of certain information.
Who are you?
My name is Raymond, Frank Raymond.
Oh, yes.
I've been 36 hours getting here, and I'm tired and dirty. Do you mind if I use your tub?
Really, I wish you'd choose another time.
Why?
It's dangerous. I'm expecting a guest for dinner.
Someone interesting?
Oberst Heiser of the secret police.
Excellent. You work fast, don't you?
I'm sure you'll find the gentleman extremely interesting.
Ah, bath and a tenderloin steak. Those are the high points of a man's life.
How charming. Three people having dinner for two.
Yes, three on a steak.
Here he comes.
Be there in a minute.
Good evening, Carl.
You're looking magnificent.
Thank you.
I couldn't wait to be with you. Alone.
No, Carl. I feel much safer with him to chaperone us.
You ought to forget about him, Maria.
Oh, Carl.
Missions like his take time. Sometimes a lifetime.
He never told me why he left.
Oh, he never told anyone. He has his own ideas. And that's dangerous. The Führer doesn't like people who think their own thoughts.
I hope you will be satisfied with what my cook has to offer.
Think nothing of it. I brought a little snack from my meager rations.
Cheese.
From Holland.
Champagne.
From occupied France.
Moët Chandon, 1929.
Fowl from Denmark.
Oh.
And lobster from Norway.
Delicious.
Every country we conquer feeds us. And these are just a few of the good things we'll have when this war is over.
Caviar.
From Russia. Very difficult to get. Slaves working for us everywhere, while we sit back with a fork in our hands and a whip on our knees. That's strange. Very strange.
Sorry, Carl, I couldn't wait. More champagne, please.
Of course. Now, let's drink to the golden age of the German Reich.
To the people who are bound to win the war.
Prosit. Not chilled enough. Excuse me. God. Bring a wine bucket.
Hi, Hitler.
How do you like him?
Who?
Your new bodyguard. I'd feel better if you'd accept his protection.
Why, Carl, I never realized I was in danger.
Beautiful women are always in danger. Always. Yes. Always.
Shall we?
Yes.
Eat?
Of course. Oh, I forgot the jam. Now, let's see. Where did I put that? Plum? Apple? Strawberry? Ah, here it is. Specially prepared for me. Gooseberry. Oh, place it over there. And, I don't want to be disturbed under any circumstances.
Heil Hitler.
Heil. That's strange. I was sure you had put some chicken on my plate.
Maybe you have eaten it already.
Oh, have I? I really mustn't eat so fast.
I'll give you some more. Huh?
And that wing.
It really looks delicious.
Yes, and some potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That'll be enough for a while. You know, I'm overworked. A three-hour conference with the Führer nearly killed me.
Now, Carl, don't tell me the Führer conferred with you personally.
Of course he did.
If you'd said the conference was Göring or Ribbentrop, I might believe you. But not...
But I tell you, the Führer called me in himself just before he left for the Eastern Front. He gave me secret orders. Nobody there, just him and me.
Oh, let's forget about politics.
But I tell you, it's true. He's ordered an attack upon the United States.
How can we attack the United States 4,000 miles away?
The Führer, no place is too far away, not even the United States. He's even fixed the date.
The date?
Mm-hmm.
Really, when?
Let's forget politics.
You'll be the most important man in the party. You have the strength of Göring, the vitality of Goebbels, and the shrewdness of Hess. I wouldn't be surprised if you became the Führer's successor.
Well, if
you're so sure of my future, why don't you...
Why don't you have some lobster? You've hardly eaten anything.
I cannot understand why Stauffer ever let the Gestapo train you for such risky work as spying, flying planes, shooting guns, intelligence work. No, that's not work for a beautiful girl. I'd never send you on such dangerous missions. I'd keep you with me always. Maria, you set my blood afire. I must have pushed it with my foot.
Too bad. It'll dry. Huh? Come on, sit down and eat your lobster.
Oh, well. Maria, why don't you forget about Stauffer? After all, there's such a thing as carrying loyalty too far.
Oh, you hurt yourself.
Something pushed my hand.
Poor Carl trying to eat with his nose. Poor darling. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, Maria.
I could...
You don't have to laugh. I really don't understand. If you had a brain in your head, you'd stop that silly giggling. This is an insult to the entire Nazi party.
But, Carl, I was only laughing at your tricks.
Oh. Laughing, eh? I've had people shot for less. Guard! Miss Sorensen, consider yourself under house arrest. This woman is not to leave the house for being on the watch.
For what, sir?
I don't know, but watch it.
But, Carl... messed up everything.
I'm sorry. Too much champagne on an empty stomach.
He was just beginning to give us the information we wanted when you started...
Well, he was getting far too familiar with you.
But we can't let our personal feelings interfere. A whole year's work destroyed in a few minutes. What are we going to do now?
You just have to turn on the charm again, darling. And if I'm any judge of men, he'll be calling on you soon.
What makes you think that?
Well, you're an irresistible woman.
Who is it?
Open up! Open the door, we'll break it down!
Don't you dare come into my bedroom!
You better let them in.
What do you want?
Who are you talking to?
Myself. Now get out of here or I'll report you to Oberstheiser.
That was a man's voice we heard.
How dare you!
Let her alone.
She kicked me in the stomach.
Come on. Remember, she's Stauffer's friend. And Heiser.
Oh, don't let them get you down.
They treat women like dogs. I hate them.
Forgive me.
Oh, I wish I could see you.
Very well, then you shall see me. I'll have to use some of the things on your dressing table. Do you mind?
Please do.
Ah, this ought to help.
Oh, you are rather tall, aren't you?
6'1½ when I get my head on.
Huh.
could sure use a towel.
In the right-hand drawer.
I can use these, too. Is it all right?
Surely. Go ahead.
Thanks. I've seen women do this somewhere. Remember now, I look better invisible. Now you're in for a shock. I warned you.
Well, how do you like your invisible man with a cool, clean face?
Will you always be invisible, or will the drug wear off?
It might in time.
Oh, but it's such a powerful drug. Isn't there danger in using it?
Under the present circumstances, there's danger in not using it. Oh, I'm tired. This drug puts you to sleep at the most unpredictable times. Oh, if I could only close my eyes for a few minutes.
Frank, you mustn't fall asleep here. It's dangerous.
Yes, I know, but it feels so nice. Just like drifting.
Frank, please don't.
Shh. I won't make a sound. Just a little nap.
Frank. Frank!
Come in, Heiser. Come in and close the door.
I'm delighted to see you back, sir.
I can imagine.
Countryside search, but parachute is not yet found. Clothes discovered, but his description not available. Questioning of searchers revealed nothing.
Eyewitnesses claim they saw the parachutist dissolve in midair. What do you make of that?
I've had the officers in charge arrested. They'll be tried by military court, of course. It's clearly nothing but incompetence.
Baron Nikita, may I present Oberst Lieutenant Heiser?
Heil Hitler!
Huh? Oh, Heil Hitler.
Baron, we have a long trip behind us.
Yes, it was a long trip.
I'm sure you must want to rest.
As the rising sun never sets, so her servants never sleep.
Forgive me, but I have a call to pay. A private call.
I quite understand, sir. Having looked at nothing but the skies, the waters, and me, your appetite for privacy no doubt is on edge. Good night.
Good night. What have you done to your uniform?
Oh, I was with Miss Sorensen having dinner.
Dinner? Did you eat it or bathe in it?
I really don't know what happened, sir. The food seemed to creep up on me.
Really? For the first time you interest me. What interfered with your gastronomic pleasure?
I couldn't say, sir. There I was, behind the table, and suddenly it began to...
Welcome overwhelms me.
What's been going on between you and Heiser?
I resent you storming into my bedroom. And I resent your question. Will you both leave at once?
This modest indignation does not suit you, Maria. You dined with him, didn't you?
You told me to take care of her, and I have. Like a father.
You appear to take liberal views as to the duties of a father.
I'm a loyal party member, and I won't be treated in this fashion. The Führer himself gave me his orders.
So you've already wormed your way up there. Fast work. A little too fast.
I only did my duty.
I read the reports on you. I know every move that you made while I was away. You tried to get my job. You even tried to squeeze me out here.
You misunderstand,
sir. I understand you only too well. At least you didn't get my job.
But really, sir,
Your hopes were premature.
You're an enemy of the party, Heiser!
Guard. This man is under arrest. Take him to the Prince Albrecht's Strasser prison.
Why did you have to arrest him here? Did you need him as a witness?
It's good for you to see your friends arrested. Hardens you. There's no place in our new order for sentimentalists.
Do you really think I could be sentimental about Heiser? He hasn't been loyal to anyone.
He's ripe for an accident. Perhaps a sudden attack of appendicitis. And he might not recover from the operation.
Conrad, people aren't going to be taken in forever by these operations where a patient always dies.
Darling, you don't know how ill my patients really are. As a matter of fact, you're looking rather pale yourself. Don't expose yourself. You might catch something fatal.
Is that all?
I'm sorry to have inconvenienced you. I must get back to my office. Ribbentrop is sending me a file of secret orders in connection with our work in the United States, in which you play an important part.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
I'm sure you will. Good night.
Good night. Jokes, please, Frank.
Do you any good? I saw you holding that book. Don't waste your time. Shall I call the guards in now, or can we talk this over like gentlemen?
Why, Mr. Stauffer.
Four stories high, no fire escape. I wouldn't jump if I were you.
You might break every invisible bone in that poor invisible body.
You're a very clever man, Mr. Stauffer.
Uh-huh. Now I think we can come to an understanding. Or shall I turn on the heat, as you say in your country?
That's a very good idea. It is rather cold.
Can you do me a favor? Sit down and rock. I shall feel safer if I know that you're not standing behind me. Oh, by the way, that book that you were reading just now is a list of the German and Japanese agents in the United States. You walked right into our trap.
Our trap?
When I told Maria about the secret papers in my office, I knew that you were there. I felt sure that you'd snap at the bait. Keep rocking. A cigarette?
No, thanks.
Or a drink, perhaps?
No, thank you.
Now, Mr. Griffin, since you are in no position to bargain, I suggest that you hand over that formula. You'll make it well worth your while.
Money doesn't interest me. My living expenses have dropped to nothing lately.
No, I wasn't thinking about money. I'll let you keep what you already have. Your life. Keep rocking.
Unfortunately, I can't oblige you about the drug. I don't know the formula myself.
Very well, then. You forced me to use methods that I had hoped to avoid.
Is this where we stop being gentlemen? Empire style?
Oh, I didn't hear you come in.
You've got to radio this to England at once.
What's that? Oh, the German and Japanese agents in America.
Right. And now I know where to get the information we're really after.
Every second counts. I had better send this at once.
This is spooky. Wow.
Hello?
This is the man with the cold cream. I just wanted to know if you were still interested.
Of course I am still interested. More than ever. But you needn't bring it. I'll come after it myself.
We deliver free of charge, you know.
Who is it?
The Führer.
Heil Hitler!
Heil.
General, that's not it. It has a brown leather binding. You must find it.
I happened to hear about your fire and I came to express my regret.
Thank you, Baron. Allow me to congratulate you upon the speed of your new service, Baron. 1 minute sooner and you would have beaten the fire engines.
And perhaps caught Griffin. Tell me, sir, that book listing our agents in the United States is still in your possession, of course.
Of course.
You see, when you asked me to let you have that book, you promised to guard it with your life. And you know, of course, that should the names of so many of our loyal agents fall into the wrong hands, it would cost me my life.
Really? How interesting. Your life?
Certainly. In my country, when a man makes a mistake... would you mind showing me that book? As only one copy exists, its safekeeping would comfort me.
Unfortunately, other people's comfort is not my strong suit, Baron.
Oh.
May I remind you that though we are Axis partners, you are still on German soil. Our code demands that we do only what we consider best for our own welfare.
I see, and at the moment, my welfare is not related to yours.
You are very discerning, Baron. I cannot allow my judgment to be influenced by consideration of your welfare.
That is your decision? I'm sure that you won't mind in my informing the Japanese government about your unique handling of our affairs.
Do what you like, Akito. But you are still in Germany.
I've never been more aware of it.
Yes?
A number on Gartenstrasse has just called Miss Sorensen's house.
Gartenstrasse?
A man selling cold cream.
Cold cream? Give me Gestapo headquarters. Take slot.
Just the dish for this pig. He's been stuffing himself with caviar long enough. Get up! Stand up when you're spoken to, swine! Attention!
Here's your food.
I'm not hungry.
Because it isn't lobster? Eat it! Eat it!
How do you like it? That's what we get on our ration cards.
You're only getting what you deserve, Heiser.
Who's that? Where are you?
You've sent thousands of innocent people to these rat holes. Now you're in one yourself. In a few hours, you'll be shot. You know how it'll happen. Exactly how. You've given the orders yourself too often.
Guard! Guard! What do you want?
There's somebody in my cell.
But I heard a voice.
They all do in this place. You won't be hearing it long.
Did you think those murders would help you? You're as good as dead, Heiser.
I'm losing my mind.
Most of your victims were driven insane before they died. The way you'll die tonight.
Stop! Stop it!
You're going to die, Heiser. You're going to pay for just one of the crimes you've committed in the name of your party. To cover up your own greed and brutality. Your kind doesn't just kill men. You murder their spirits. You strangle their last breath of hope and freedom. So that you, the chosen few, can rule your slaves in ease and luxury. You're a sadist just like the others, Heisen. With no resource but violence. And no feeling but fear. The kind you're feeling now. You're drowning, Heiser. Drowning in the ocean of blood around this barren little island you call the New Order. One of your own gang pushed you off. Someone else will push him off. And that's how you'll all go, killing your own, dog-eating dog, until only the biggest and hungriest are left. You were a little dog, Heiser. And they're pretending you're mad, so they can shoot you tonight.
Who are you? I can't see you.
I'm right beside you.
Where? Where?
Right here in your cell.
In my cell? That's impossible. I can't see you.
But I can see you quite clearly. You're touching your forehead. And now you're loosening your collar. Yes, I can see and hear everything you do. I can go wherever I please without restriction. And if I want to, I can even free you.
Free me? Please. Please, I don't want to die. Get me out of here. Get me out of here and I'll do anything, anything.
All you have to do is answer one question.
Oh, just ask me, please. Ask me anything.
What are the plans for attack on America?
Well, I'll tell you. We're sending bombing planes over New York, a whole suicide squad, while our agents will sabotage American industry. At the same time, they will destroy public utilities.
Well, that's a pretty big job.
Oh, we've been preparing for years. Yes, they only await the word. Now I've told you, now get me out of here. You promised, you know, to take me out of here.
What is the date of the attack on New York?
I'll tell you that as soon as I'm free.
You'd better speak up now.
Oh, I tell you, I'll swear, but not before. You'd leave me here, I know.
You Nazis. I pity the devil when you boys start arriving in bunches.
Guard, the key to Orbis Heiser cell. Stay here.
They're coming.
The Dateheiser.
They're coming to kill me.
The Dateheiser?
Tonight. It starts tonight. 100 bombers leave from Temple Hill for New York. Save me. Save me, I'll tell you everything about our whole spy network. Can you hear me? Save my life. You can't let me die. You need me.
What's he yelling about?
What are you doing, Heiser? Broadcasting to England?
No. No, don't shoot. I have something to tell you.
Save your breath, Heiser. We know enough already.
Hurry up. Put on his overcoat. Come on, we've got to move. I thought you wanted to get out of here.
Airport in 20 minutes.
I've got to make a stop first. 22 Gartenstrasse.
We can't. I've got to get out of this country before Stauffer catches up with me.
Be shot down by the British? Oh, no. We'll radio them first if we're coming over in a German plane.
Oh. Escaping from the Gestapo so that I can get killed by the RAF. What a joke.
Well, I gotta get out of these clothes.
And you still don't remember who talked on your telephone?
Answer me!
I didn't see anyone coming to my shop.
That's precisely what I've been waiting for, precisely. I believe you. And the shortwave radio set in your chimney, of course, you know nothing about that.
Dozens of people live in that place. I am a carpenter. I don't know anything about the radios.
Of course.
The car back there. Secret police. They're watching that Schmidt place.
Wait right here. Where is Schmidt?
I don't know.
What are you doing here?
The Gestapo was listening when you telephoned. The wires were tapped.
Oh, I get it. You double-crossed him and now you'd like to get me. You're playing both sides. Spying for the Nazis and pretending to be our friend.
No. I came to warn you.
To lay another trap, as you did with the help of Stauffer. Your role is quite obvious.
Oh, Frank, how can you talk like this?
Well, they won't get me.
But Frank...
Stay where you are. I've got to get out of here.
Don't leave me. Take me with you to England.
How did you know I was going to England?
I didn't, but...
So the trap was all set, eh?
Oh, Frank, how can you talk like that? If I weren't on your side, would I be here?
I'm not so sure.
Frank, please try to understand.
Oh! What's this? It's full of books, sir. Oh, they're tearing into me.
Frank!
Oh, can't move. No, don't touch me. You'll make the hooks go deeper.
Oh.
Oh, I knew you told them.
No, I didn't.
Go into the shop?
No. What do you suppose?
Let's find out. You follow the hearse. Gone. She must have been in one of those coffins.
What about the second coffin? Who would they have in that?
There's no telling.
Can't leave without you. You've got to notify the British we're coming. Or they'll shoot our plane down. Where are you?
Sign this.
What is it?
Our common form of release. It merely states that you've been well treated and that no one has harmed you.
I can't sign it.
You won't?
I can't. You've broken my fingers. You.
Hello? For you, sir. Take him away. Yes?
Listen, Stauffer, this is Heiser. I've got to talk to you. It's a matter of life or death.
It's Heiser. Trace this call. I'll keep him talking. Wait. Track him down and shoot him on sight. My dear fellow, it's good to know that you're safe. There's been a frightful mistake.
Stop fencing, Stauffer. I'm leaving right now, so there's no use sending your killers here.
Heiser, pull yourself together. I'm not sending anybody after you. I give you my word.
Oh, stop lying. There's more at stake than our personal grudge. The Vaterland is in danger. Now listen. There's an enemy spy at large, an invisible man.
An invisible man? Where is he?
Will you give me your word as a National Socialist that you'll reinstate me if I tell you?
Of course, you proved your value. The Fatherland needs you. Where is this invisible man?
Meet me at the corner of Wilhelmstrasse and Kochstrasse.
That our prized fish here doesn't die. Not yet.
He will not die, Baron. Not from fish hooks. Cut the rest away. Naturally, he has lost some blood.
Oh, naturally.
But we can remedy that.
Fascinating. What on earth could it be that makes him invisible?
Our chemists will know the answer soon.
Oh. What have you done to that girl?
Look, look, look. So happy to hear you speak again, Mr. Griffin.
I can't tell you Jeff's apart. But that voice of yours haunts me. Where is that girl?
Well, she's quite well, I assure you.
I don't want assurances. I want proof. Now let me see her.
It so happens, Mr. Griffin, that I'm in a mood to bargain. Now, you let me have the drug and...
Listen, I'm not giving up anything. And there's nothing you or your chemist can do about it. Where's the girl?
Occidental decay is nowhere more apparent than in that childish sentimentality white men for their women. I assume you demand the safety of this woman in return for your collaboration. Well, I anticipated your wish. The lady will be set free the very moment I learn the secret of your transparency.
I believe you. Implicitly.
As a member of the German secret police, I protest you're holding me by force.
Maria. You do understand, madame, that extraordinary circumstances justify unusual measures.
I have orders from the Gestapo to detain this man.
Oh.
You'll turn him over to me at once.
Very sorry, madame. That's impossible. Duty compels me to take this rare specimen to my own country.
Oh. You double-cross your own allies.
Our alliance is desirable only as long as it serves Japan. Tell him to guard the doors. Hurry up. Take him out of this room. Take that woman out, too.
Get them both out of here.
Let me go. Help! Frank!
Here, right here. Keep out of sight.
May I remind you, sir, that this embassy is Japanese territory?
Only so long as it suits our purpose, Barry.
Griffin escaped. You won't. You failed, Stauffer. We've both failed. I'm going to make an honorable man even out of you.
Down. idea.
I'm going to set the automatic pilot and put these on. Pursuit planes can't get us.
Wish I knew how to work this radio so I could let the British know we're coming.
I'll send a message.
Oh, no, you won't. What do you think I am, stupid?
But, Frank, if...
We're still over the continent and I don't trust you. Probably let the Nazis know our position.
Enemy plane bearing west-northwest.
Let me use the radio now.
Here it is, sir. Altitude 4,600. Firing.
Do you want the British to shoot us down? Take the control.
He has no head.
So he has.
Good morning, Raymond. How are you feeling?
Oh, hello, Sir Alfred. Not bad.
I brought a young lady who is eager to meet you properly. Miss Maria Goodrich, one of our most trusted agents.
Hello, Frank.
One of your most what?
She told me you'd never believe her. But it's true. I'll see you later.
Poor darling.
You might have told me before.
I tried, but you wouldn't believe me.
Yes, I know. Maybe I still don't.
People who live in transparent bodies shouldn't be so suspicious. Darling, will you ever be able to get rid of your plate glass effect?
Can't spend the rest of my life greased up like this. Besides, it itches. Will you get some tissue out of that drawer and wipe it off, huh?
Yes.
Can't tell you. It's a military secret.
You mean you still don't trust me? Won't I ever find out?
No.
I'll find out.